commercial routes and new products. I've seen wine, oil and cereals loaded on the ships which set sail from El Masno to be taken and sold in the New World. Wall and floor tiles and lace are also exported there. Once the crew have unloaded the goods at the ports of destination, local products such as sugar, tobacco and cotton are bought and loaded onto the ship for the return voyage home. As you can see, it's a round trip to exotic and distant destinations. You can even sail to the southernmost tip of America aboard ships like the Cao Polican. These sailing ships and their brave crews travel to Argentina and Brazil, as well as North America and Africa. Orientation and navigation techniques improved considerably in this period. The ships take less time to cross the ocean and are less likely to remain adrift for weeks on end or be wrecked. With a bit of luck, when I'm a pilot, I'll be able to cross the Atlantic in less than a month.